My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. This is a good podcast. This is a fun place to be.
I'm just saying.
We've been doing this for 5 years now. Darla, I want to call you Dr. Darla. I know that that's not
the time.
Is that frowned upon?
I don't know. Can she just be our doctor? Dr. Darla back in the house here at Homemaker Chic Podcast.
I just don't know if it'd be worth the lawsuit, but I would love to go through a doctoral program just to make you guys call me doctor, but not my season.
That would be fantastic.
There was a Frasier episode. Are you Frasier person, Shay, or no? Are you
no, that's before my time, Angela.
There was
a Seinfeld, but I watched that, so I don't know.
I was going to say, come on, they were.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, I got the teeny boppers call on my phone. Can you hear that?
No.
Okay, good. There was a Frasier episode where he had like an assistant, but then one day she took a call and she was like a real like girl, you know? And so she would take these live calls on his show and then they started calling her Dr. So-and-so. And he's like having a fit, you know, because he's PhD Harvard.
You can actually do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It has a nice ring to it, but right? It really officially, does. No.
It really does. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here, Darla. You help us be better. We just keep trying, don't we?
Yeah.
Hey, we're all trying.
We're all just trying. Ladies, we're so happy to have you here with us this week. And we're going to talk about communicating with ourselves, communicating with our bodies, I think. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you have not caught Darla on the show before, you need to go back and listen to those. And you can find her on Instagram at Darla_Innis_therapist. Innis, I-N-S.
I-N-N-I-S.
Really, really good. Almost daily reels to help you navigate stuff.
Yeah, that's a really good summary. Yep.
Okay.
Well, listen to this, Darla. I made my first reel a few weeks ago, and it took me 4 hours.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
And you want to talk about some bad communication with yourself. You should have seen You should have seen the emotional turmoil that was brewing in my office. It was like everything was just.
Yeah. It can bring out some bad times at first.
Yeah. Yeah, it really can.
It was probably some post about like your tranquil bucolic life.
It was. Luckily, 4.5 people saw it. So we just...
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Instagram.
I had a friend encourage me. She's like, your first reel is like the first pancake. Like, it is... Mm-hmm. It's not going to be what you want it to be. Just set it to the side. Let it be what it is.
Mm-hmm. And when I saw it, I was like, really, Shay, all that for that?
I know. Look, I'm not saying it was good.
Jeez,
I'm just saying, it took me 4 hours.
I mean, it was quick. It was like, it wasn't like this editing masterpiece, you know? But I was, look, I received that phone call.
I am 39 tomorrow, 39 years old. I am so angry at how stupid I feel with technology. I make my living with technology. And you guys, How's this? My headphones aren't even plugged in. My headphones are not plugged in because I can't get them to work.
So this is just a headband?
This, no, it's just, to look like it's just my security blanket. Apparently, when I have them on, I feel like I can do the podcast. But look at you guys. They're not plugged in. I'm just so sick of it. I am. I'm not dumb. I'm not a dumb person.
No, and I will say it is designed to make, it's designed to kind of make us feel bad. The algorithm, everything's there just to kind of hurt our feelings. It's just a little to keep us desperate for its attention. Yeah.
Well played. Yeah. Well played, Siri. I was talking to her the other day and she was like, I don't understand you. I was like, you son of a...
Yes, you do.
You read my mind.
Right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, okay, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Tell the people what you do professionally, since you're not a real doctor.
I'm not a real doctor. I only have a master's degree in social work. I have my undergrad in addictions counseling. I've worked in the mental health field for a long time. Right now I work in a private practice, Mend and Heal Counseling, and I work in Illinois and Wisconsin, and I work with individuals, couples. I also do mediation with non-family members, family members, all sorts of things, which is so fun. I specialize in boundaries, self-respect, and cultivating an embodied life, which is kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to unpack this for us. Like we're 5-year-olds, because we're watching Instagram and we're seeing you and we're seeing other people use this expression, like, what is your body saying right now? What is
your where do you feel it in your body?
Where do you feel it in your body? Thank you. Could you unpack that for us? Because I think deep down we know what you're saying, but we're kind of like, well, that's a new one.
Yeah. Okay. It is. It's almost too simple, which is actually one of the frustrating things about being a mental health professional, is people want to come to me and they want me to tell them something groundbreaking, like that they've never heard before. And I have to tell them things like, get off your phone and go outside. Like it is, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but you need to go outside. I wanna say something with more pizzazz, but it does, sometimes it's the simple stuff. So when we're talking about embodied, it's because of the design of us as humans. And we can kind of liken this back to like ancient people, you know, the idea that our bodies are giving our brain cues in order to keep us safe. And a lot of times, because we're community creatures, safe does mean connected, right? When we're in community, we are surrounded by all sorts of protection, our basic needs are met, and that deeper need of connection, support, the love feelings. So our body is designed to let us know whether or not we're safe. And in doing so, it kind of gives us a roadmap back to safety. Mm. So I always call this bottom up.
Okay.
We are like from the ground up. So our body knows before our brain. And a really great example of this is if we hear a really loud, scary sound, like it's clearly a danger sound, something explosive, a really big thud, but like it is clearly a danger sound. Our body will respond before our brain registers, right? So if we took a slow motion video, our body would be in motion away from the sound. We'd start shielding, protecting. We will brace ourselves before any, you know, impact of anything. Before our brain is like, I wonder what that is. I wonder if it's a real danger. What is that coming towards me personally? Is this a personal attack? Is this a general attack? Is this here? Is this there? Did I cause this? We are not doing our deeper processing at all. Our body, through our 5 senses, whichever ones are in the play here, sometimes it's smell, sometimes it's sound. Our bodies start to respond while our brains catch up. Okay. So our brain is the last to know.
Okay.
If we are the exact details of what's going on, our brain is the last to know. Our bodies typically know first. And we can get desensitized to that, especially as women. Bummer, guys. We are super desensitized on a whole, desensitized to our body cues because we are taught to blow past our body cues and we're actually rewarded for it. You know, I know. This is so disappointing.
What do you mean we're rewarded for that? What do you mean?
We are called
culturally
selfless and virtuous. We are so giving. We are just like so helpful. We always put others before ourselves. Like, so, and what that really means is when we are thirsty, we do not get a drink. And when we have to go to the bathroom, we'll hold it still for like two more hours, right? And if we're hungry, we sometimes don't even notice hunger until it's like 3 o'clock and we're starting to make dinner. And we're like, why am I wolfing down this like weird pile of like scraps as the it's like, oh, you know what? I haven't even eaten all day. We are blowing past the very basic need cues that our bodies are designed just to like keep us safe. And it's kind of like any other relationship, which is why I always call it your relationship with your body. Because if you had a friend or, you know, somebody you loved and you were like, hey, can you help me? And they were kind of like, no, go away. Like, no, I know. And you're like, oh, no, for sure. And then a little bit later, you're like, hey, just want to, can you help me? I asked you a little bit earlier and maybe you forgot. And the friend was like, what is your problem? Like, I'm busy. And then like, you know, more time passed and you're like, hey, look, I really need something. And I've noticed you kind of doing other things. Do you think you can maybe get around to what I was asking before? And it's like a violent reaction or like a door gets slammed in your face. Eventually, like, you're not going to keep going to that person as a source of help. Okay. And our body cues are kind of like our voice saying like, hey, can you just give me a little scrap of something?
Just a glass of water. Could you just give me a glass of water, please?
Perhaps a glass of water. Yes. Perhaps could we pause being stimulated for just a minute, just kind of catching up with, can you just pause? And so our body is talking to us and how we respond is so important. Okay. And like I said, culturally, we are encouraged to just not respond. I mean, we get so much outward praise for how great our output can be. Sometimes that output is at the cost of the relationship with our own bodies. And so you can see that over time, these little one-off, you know, disregards to our body cues do develop an unhealthy relationship. Okay. And what stinks is, we're going to jump ahead and then we'll come back. But like, what stinks is that voice that's like, hey, I'm a little thirsty, is very closely related to the voice that's like, man, I just feel like we should do something creative, or I'm really longing for a connection to nature, or I think this relationship is unhealthy, or I think that when I'm around this person, my self-esteem is plummeting. It's the same voice, but if we've already told that voice to shut up and go away, we're not going to be connected to the parts of ourselves that know the other more complex needs that we have. So unfortunately, this starts with like, friend, are you thirsty? Can you please get something to drink? And are you wearing your shoulders as earrings, which is signaling to your brain that you are tense? Like, our body is telling us first. So if our body is doing this, like, sorry, it's a podcast. I keep telling you guys this. Like,
that's okay. Go watch it on YouTube.
Yes. But if you're wearing your shoulders up as earrings and you are physically displaying all of this tension, even as you're journaling, like, how does your brain know that you are safe and relaxed? So we can use our voice to talk to our bodies, and we can use our bodies to talk to our brain as well. So we can sometimes check your face, check your body. Like, are we communicating to the rest of our system that we are not fighting? And this is for the listeners. Here's for the audio. Drop the shoulders down a little bit, you know, relax the frustration face, because all of our systems are so beautifully and poetically connected that sometimes, our brain can be reminded that we are happy by physically dancing or making the ha ha laughter sounds. Even if we are not sincerely laughing, the brain will respond as though we are. And it's kind of like, can we sync up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
we all get on the same page. Okay, that's just the beginning part. What are we thinking so far?
Yeah.
No, I love it. That's great.
I just had this conversation with my kids last week because everyone was sour. Yeah. Get sour sometimes. I don't know if anyone else has experienced that out there, but
oh, bless it.
I threw down some 90s dance hits on Spotify, and the teenagers hate it.
Yeah.
Everybody else loves it, but they hate it because we, you know, we just are, we're in their business. Like we get up on them and shaking it. But what blows my mind is like, you can't do that angry. Just try. Try to do it angry. I mean, within 30 seconds, everybody's sort of tension melts away. And it's like what you were saying. You're just saying to your body, look, yeah, there's all these stress points. We're happy. It's fine. It's all going to pass. It's all going to be fine. We're good.
Yeah.
Like physically, like actually physically dancing. This seems like such a silly solution, but it's really effective.
I know. Yeah. Like literally, I did have to go to a lot of school. Okay, to sit down and tell people like, yeah, you need to like shake that thing. That's what you need to do. Stop being serious. You need a playlist for your 12-minute commute to wherever you're going 12 minutes away that is meant to get you to stop being so serious.
Yeah.
Because it's stressing you out.
Man, why are we so serious?
And that is, you know, I think the word playful is being used a lot right now too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so true. But here's the thing, like the same voice that is saying, you know, you're tired is the voice that's saying like, can we play? Or again, you know, the other part, like, can you move your body? Like we're all crunchy and like, there's a backup in here. You know, there's a difference between stress and stressors, and sometimes the stressors are the things that are actually making the lives, the days difficult. They're the projects that need to be done, you know, those kinds of things. But Shay, like what you were talking about, even if we kind of tackle the stressors, we still have the stress. How are we going to tell our body that the stressors are gone?
Mm-hmm.
And so we can use our body to, excuse me, I have a dog with an attitude. We can use our body to tell our brains the coast is clear. And we do that by completing the stress cycle, which means you can do this with creativity. You can do this with physical exercise at any level of intensity that feels appropriate, which is what you would determine through conversation with your body. You can do this. And honestly, arm circles, again, not exciting. Standing there and whipping your arms around in full circles is just a way to be like, and we're fine. And this is basically, as we talked about, like with like the original people, like the most fundamental human brain will see a bear. This is borrowed from Burnout. It's a book about burnout, but it's mostly geared towards women. And it just talks about stress in the body and how self-care can help you navigate the stress and the stressors. But the idea here is if you see a bear in the woods, your body is going to be filled with lots of hormones and reactions to help you either fight the bear, run from the bear, right? At no point is your brain like, I wonder what kind of bear is that? Did it escape from the zoo? Is it, well, how old is the bear? What's its name? Like, these are not important questions, okay? At the time, it's get away from bear. And then, you know, at that time, maybe you'd fight the bear. Maybe you'd hunt the bear down and drag the bear back to your community, and you process the bear and you tell the story to the people around you in this connected way. And maybe you'd gather around at the end of the night and have a meal. And in all of these things, these exertions of those, you know, of all of that energy used to keep you safe and being back in community and at a relaxed state, having a meal with people, these are all going to cue to your body that the stressor is gone. You have an outlet for all of that energy and the stress is now gone. Well, now our bears are not things we can just go hunt down and kill. We cannot do that. Our stressors are not always physical things, but we still hold it in our body as a physical thing. And we still need to complete that cycle through our bodies to remind our brains and our bodies that we are safe again.
So, hey. I process out loud. It's a real problem.
Yeah.
I took my daughter to the doctor this week because there were all these like physical issues that were sort of rearing their head. And what blew my mind was within an hour, we sat with this doctor for 3 hours. She was awesome, wonderful, listened to all the things, the emotional pieces, the stress pieces, the physical pieces, the sleep, you know, it's like, let's look at you as a whole person. Like, imagine that. But what sort of blew my mind actually is how many signs, even as the mother paying attention to these things, I sort of missed. So for example, when she was little, she got into poison ivy and she looked, I don't know, you have ever seen Harry Potter when he gets hit with that spell that makes his face swell up so people can't recognize him? That's what she looked like. And we thought, okay, she has a poison ivy allergy. This happened multiple times, and at least we learned to not freak out because we knew once she gets into poison ivy, this is just what her face looks like. Well, turns out, and I just, you don't know what you don't know, right? So like anybody listening to this conversation where it sounds really simple, don't beat yourself up. Like, this is how we learn, is having conversations like this. But that's like an overactive histamine response.
Yeah.
So her body, instead of just being normal, having a normal amount of histamine and saying, hey, we don't really like this, let's get rid of it, is like, whoa, we've been waiting for an opportunity to just like, because we got a lot of it, right? And that ended up being correlated to this thing, which ended up being correlated to this thing. Now, here's what was sort of surprising about this is that it was actually correlated as well to a particular calcium deficiency, which I didn't realize actually makes your everything tense, everything. So like you move sort of rigidly. You actually can't ever really tell your body to relax. Like that's as relaxed as it goes, but because you don't actually have. And so I'm just sort of curious, you know, you're obviously helping people with the mind and getting the mind thing. And like, there are certainly physical pieces that you can do, but good, like they are so incredibly connected.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on in your mind, the way it ties into you physically as a person is severe. Like, I don't even think I fully comprehend how much they are together. How much?
Yeah, they're systems. Like you said, like all of our systems work together, and it's the design is beautiful. Love the design. But it does make it hard when you're trying to answer questions because everything touches.
Yeah. Yes.
What I do, because I work, you know, with individuals, we go back to the basics of sleeping, eating, boundaries with how we spend our time and energy, you know, again, according to the individual. And we work together over time. And when we see something residual keep coming up, we kind of go through the process of elimination. And then I have other professionals that I will refer people to and be like, we're going to check thyroid.
Yeah.
We're going to check hormones. We're going to check food sensitivities. We're going to check, you know, those kinds of things too. But we just start with what, like sometimes we can just start with the basics. And a lot of times the basics get us at least on a better track towards if there are going to be any other specialists consulted. I think right now it's hard, especially with so many of the people on social media just talking, is people will be like, man, my health doesn't feel good. And then the algorithm will find them and it'll be like, you need this obscure supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it. And it's like, yeah, but you also need to like eat enough each day and sleep and drink water. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. And then we'll have a really good idea of what we need. And in this case, you got, you know, answers about calcium, but that doesn't mean that somebody listening who's tense should go take calcium if they haven't done the other things.
Absolutely.
First.
Yeah.
We're so desperate for answers and we're just so desperate for those answers to be less boring. We just want cool answers.
The doctor touched on that. She's like, everybody wants me to give them a really cool medicine supplement or I don't know, whatever, smear green algae on my body or whatever. She's just like, just stop eating this particular thing. And they're like,
no.
Lame.
No.
That's not fun at all. That's not fun at all. But here's what I would say. If people are listening and you think, you know, symptoms that we were dealing with our daughter, it was like headaches, stomach aches, not a ton of energy, you know, other things. But like what I would say is, oh, I have a stomach ache today, or oh, I have a headache today. It's not a coincidence. Assume it's connected. Mm-hmm. Assume it's connected to you as a whole person. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's like I'm around this person, and when I do, guess what happens? I start to tense up, right? Or, you know, she asked me, what do you think her biggest stress is? I said, Latin. After Latin class, she always leaves with a headache. but to me, what I took away from this meeting was like, it's not a coincidence. Assume they're connected. And so as we track, you know, our quote unquote symptoms, even emotional symptoms, right? We're used to this as a woman in a way, because we're used to that, like a few days before our period, we start to feel this way. Husband's chewing too loud. What's everybody's problem? Mm-hmm. Right. We all know the call's coming from inside the house, and we go through it and then we're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, we're used to that piece, but we're not used to all the other ones, or we haven't learned to translate maybe.
Yeah. And again, that is something, you know, it sounds like you have a great doctor, so refer people to her. But there are times that women go to the doctor and the doctor's like, yeah, it's perimenopause. And you're like, you know what? It might be, or it could be something. And if you were just taking me seriously, you would maybe find out what it is. You know, it just depends on the people we're working with. But again, we are sometimes told to like, just push through.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, just get over it.
I'm going through perimenopause or in perimenopause or whatever. And I get a lot of those reels coming through on the algorithm.
Oh yeah. And then there are so many. Yeah.
All of a sudden it's the biggest topic.
It's the biggest topic. Yeah. And I refuse to believe it has to be that bad. I refuse to believe, like, maybe it is perimenopause, but are we addressing all the things, you know,
is there anything we can do to support women better during that? Yeah.
Yeah. Or are they all intersecting at this particular moment in life?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you. I want to say thank you to a couple sponsors first, and then I'm going to pick your brain on something. So I'd like to say thank you to American Blossom Linens. And to our beautiful listeners, I want you to remember this code, SOFT20, because, Darla, we forgot to mention that our theme this season is soft, not sloppy. So we're talking
about
with ourselves today.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. You can sleep softly in an American Blossom bed. Dress your bed in their beautiful linens. Dress your linen closet with their towels and their blankets and everything wonderful that they have. And definitely be soft with yourself and treat yourself to a 20% off discount when you visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. All American made, from the seed of cotton in the fields to the packaging that comes to your front door. Enjoy that 20% off with SOFT20 at AmericanBlossomLinens.com.
And look, since we're protecting our hormones, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure that we're not bringing things into our home that disrupt that in any kind of a way, which is why we clean our homes. Cleaners are a big source of hormone disruptors. Toss what you have, unless it's Branch Basics. Go get their cleaner concentrate, and you can get a 15% discount off the starter kit. 15%, is that what it is? Yes, 15% with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word. You're going to get a cleaner concentrate, and it is so clean, free of fragrances, hypoallergenic, non-toxic, no hormone disruptors. If you want your cleaners to smell, then you can put in some beautiful uplifting essential oils like rosemary or lemon or lavender. But this is baby and pet safe, incredibly clean, and you dilute it down into the bottle. So one bottle of cleaning concentrate you can use in so many different ways. It's incredibly cost effective, and you can get a starter kit with a 15% discount by using the code HOMEMAKERCHIC. All one word. There we go.
Okay. Thank you to our lovely sponsors. My question is this is, and then I have a feeling you want to take the conversation. You've got more to say, but are there like, as you've sat down with people, women in particular, are there like 5 to 10 of the most common physical symptoms you've referenced? Shoulders as earrings, facial scrunching, you know, have you seen other things that just keep showing up over and over again for us gals?
So what I typically notice, because I'm not in their bodies, I don't know what it actually feels like, their experience. Mm-hmm. I can go from like my own relationship with my body and be like, have you ever felt kind of like this? But what cues me to ask the questions about it are some common like phrases.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like I, you know, am operating totally disconnected from myself, or I feel pulled in a lot of different directions, or I don't even know how I'm doing because there's so much going on. So those kind of overwhelm scripts, I'm like, whoa, we got to walk it way back. Cause it, I talk about it this, like, remember Peter Pan when his shadow got away and he had to stitch his shadow back to his feet?
I love it.
I feel like a lot of us are operating on like that. Like we're disconnected from our own shadow. Like we have our body on the conveyor belt, like doing the stuff. And then our self, our sense of self is kind of like, well, let me know when you got a minute. And so it's really that. And so our bodies can carry that in a lot of different ways. I mean, you get people like an eye twitch, you get some tension. We do see it in appetite. We do see it in the inability to sleep. Or maybe people fall asleep well, but then they'll like wake up and then they won't be able to fall asleep. Sleep is a whole thing, but, energy levels for sure. And again, there are some people who, when they're in that disconnected state, are hyperproductive. There are also people when they're in that disconnected state who are just, they could barely make it through a day. And it is individual based. There isn't just one way our body is going to respond.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It's really just about listening. And that sounds pretty vague. But, you know, Shay, you were talking earlier about like, it's not a coincidence. That would be a really good place to start. I strongly encourage people to just write random stuff down. It doesn't have to be in a like lovely poetic journal. It can be a little like subcategory on your calendar that you keep private, but it's just like things you notice, headaches. When are you having them? You might begin to notice cycles. The woman's hormone cycle on its own is a really good example, and it can take people, you know, through so many different experiences that makes them feel like, who am I really? Which one of these weeks am I? because it could just be so different. And so it is important to figure out, why are we listening? And I do think this gets a little bit twisty. Sometimes.
Yeah.
We love grace. We love listening, and we listen compassionately. So when we notice that we're really thirsty, let's say we're hungry, because this one's easier to make sense of. Say we're hungry, but like, just the reality is we are not by food. Okay. It happens. We forget that we are human people when we leave the house, and human people are going to need to eat food. So we accidentally don't have food by us. How do we talk to ourselves about it? So we notice we're hungry. I think compassionate listening, you can do this out loud. I do. I talk to myself like somebody I love so dearly. I'm like, ooh, I am hungry and I did not bring something to eat. And that's okay. I am going to feed myself. Here's my plan, right? Like, so it's not shh, quiet, just deal with it. We have other more important things to do. It's like, yep, that was an accident. And I have a plan to return. I have a plan to meet the need. And then I will go and I will eat. Whenever, you know, I'm still a person living life. So whenever I do get to the food, then I will eat. But the conversation is, yeah, I hear you. And this does matter. Let me see what I can do. Mm-hmm. Okay. We do want to remember that our desire to know ourselves really well and listen really well is actually an effort to grow in our capacity. Okay. And so sometimes the language about these mental health practices is kind of more about like accommodating all of our sensitivities. And that's not always true. I think this is more of a roadmap to help us compassionately meet our needs so that we can live a full and abundant life. It's not just like, well, I don't like that sound and I don't like this. And so I'm never going to experience that because that's what I want to accommodate these things about me. And I'm going to make my life accommodate all of my comforts. That's not it. But we can compassionately know who we are as we put ourselves in stretching and uncomfortable situations that will grow in our capacity. The language with ourselves and the conversation with ourselves is about compassionate ways to return, compassionate ways to recharge, compassionate ways to reconnect if we've found ourselves a little bit disconnected from our shadows.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you because, you know, sometimes I also talk to myself and I tell myself, you're not allowed to listen mm-hmm. to yourself. You have to talk to yourself now. Like, because if I mm-hmm. listen to myself, my body mm-hmm. says, I don't want to lift weights today. I got a lot of stuff to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not really in the mood. I don't really want to make dinner. So if I just listen to myself, that train's mm-hmm. going off the tracks.
Right.
So and that's a myself, that is talk to myself and say.
Right. It is so hard because we sometimes like, we're good at making excuses.
Oh, yes.
We're like, I just need some rest. I just need rest.
Self-care. Yeah.
It's self-care, right? And so that's where like I really get picky about like, we are not just trying to live the most comfortable right now. When we are operating under the idea that self-care is really about self-respect and connection, then we have to recognize that right now, us isn't the only version of us we are being held accountable to. When we are connected to our needs over time, we live in the reward of our decisions through staying connected to our body, like how empowering it feels after we do something that was a little bit scary or a little bit tough. It helps us in those moments right before going through something uncomfortable that will be fruitful. Because we can say, I know, compassionately, we're not saying, oh, be quiet, like you don't know what you want. Compassionate listening to your needs would sound like, yeah, we are asking us to do something uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
But we know that we are going to feel so good in half an hour. And so it is worth being a little bit brave right now that the outcome is going to be worth it tenfold.
I heard of a girl who did one of those old face filters and printed out the picture of her as an old woman mm-hmm. and put it on her office wall. So that she would make decisions for her.
Yeah. She's I love like, that.
I see her. That's where she's going. Oh my
gosh.
She's going to eat. She's going to rest. She's going to work out. She's going to have an organized bank account because like, I love her. Look at her. Look how cute she is. I love this idea.
That's like, a great idea. Like staying. Yes. Idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think that like, it's sometimes our own version of rebellion to say, I deserve rest right now. But I do think there's a difference between, there are lots of different types of rest. Okay. And there's a difference between unplugging and then like that satisfied rest piece, like absolutely rest, but not in a way that's going to sabotage your sleep cycle.
Yeah.
You know, and absolutely rest, but not in a way that's going to compromise your bone density.
Yeah. Well, and be honest with yourself. Like, I think we talked about this the last time you were on, like, so often in this culture, you can be like, well, mom deserves rest too, right? So mom deserves to sit mindlessly on her phone and scroll for 20 minutes without you interrupting me with your problems. Mm-hmm. That's not really rest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's not really healing in any kind of a way or nourishing really in any kind of way. Look, like it's fun. We all love to laugh, but if you actually need something, I don't think you're going to find it on your phone.
Well, and what I think is kind of fun about getting specific with and building a vocab bank, like a word bank with your body, is there are going to be times where you can say, I want to zone out and self-comfort right now. And that's going to mean 20 minutes on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's okay. And we don't have to do the shame thing about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can just want to be on your phone because phones have interesting, fun things on it. It's so shiny.
Yeah.
And you can be on there for a little bit
And then you can move on in other ways, or you can get real rest and then be like, I still feel like just bumming out. And if you have a healthy relationship with your body, you are also going to listen and care when your body asks for movement and for sincere connection and creativity. Mm-hmm. And you can build that like trust with yourself.
That word bank, is that word bank, the recharge, reconnect, return, is it those words?
Yeah. I think it's more about like the, like naming the emotion. This is okay. Again, the therapists who we were like, we say the things and they are sometimes boring. Okay. You've got to name it to tame it. Right. So that it's really about, can you name what you're experiencing right now? Like, I think I'm experiencing, you know, dread because I have to go do something in a group of people that I'm not always socially comfortable around. Okay. So is the answer, the action step, the purpose to accommodate that and not go? Or is it like, okay, I think what I'm going to need to do is take my deep breaths and remind myself that this is going to be an uncomfortable 45 minutes and not an uncomfortable rest of my life. And that I'm actually going to be just fine. And I can like myself enough that it's not going to be that important to me whether or not these people like me. You know, it's just like, if we can name what we're actually experiencing, we have a better roadmap to the action step through and then how to return.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's really hard for people to name the feeling right out of the gate. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so this is where body cues are so helpful, right? So like sometimes the word part, it's not the word itself. I know I just said name it to tame it. Contradicting. Here we go. Okay. The word itself is not always the most important thing. And that's what's so fun and cute about our bodies being the first messenger, is sometimes we can just feel the ugh and we don't know what's in the ugh, but we know that sometimes when we feel ugh, this helps us through it. Mm. You know, sometimes it's movement. Sometimes it's my go-to playlist. Sometimes it is throwing the phone in the ocean. Sometimes it is, I like to piddle around. That's like one of my, if I feel ugh and I don't know why, I'll go outside and like tend to things. I'll just kind of, I'm going to fluff things. And, you know, I've got animals and stuff I'm dealing with and I just kind of like hang out. And then I'm like, okay, I don't actually know what the ugh was. Cause you know what? There's all sorts of things in this world right now that can make us kind of tense up and feel sick or something. But right. You know, we're not going to necessarily solve them, but we can feel the stress in our body and find a way to release it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to be too hard on ourselves if we can't think of the exact words, but you may, as you continue listening, be able to figure out the nuance. Just like, you know, I don't think you guys are dog people, but I can like read these animals' minds.
I don't want to smell their breath.
No, but it is like, I get annoyed at how, that's a little bit. Yeah, I think she was. I get annoyed at how closely I can read one of my animals. Like I know when it needs her water bowl filled, there's a look. Okay. And I'm like bothered. I'm like, I could be using this brain space for so many other things. But it's kind of like that. Like you can develop this, like, yeah. Since this is not the animal I'm talking about, different one, this one. You can develop a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I know this one. And then you actually might start noticing patterns.
Yep.
And again, it's not, the goal is not to accommodate every sensation we feel in our body. Mm. It is just to connect. Non-judgmental observation.
Yep.
If there's not always an action step, we just want to keep the conversation going. We just want to be a safe person for ourselves to talk to.
So listen to this segue.
Okay.
I can read my kids like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, go to the bathroom. And then I say, go take a shower. Mm. And I just got my new Tubes order today. So we're going to say thank you to our sponsor, Tubes, because I actually think
that is good.
Showers are so, when you're like, nah, I'm not sure, I'm unproductive, mm-hmm. I'm grouchy, go take a shower. Mm-hmm. Use Tubes's beautiful body oil all over. There's vanilla mm-hmm. and almond is my favorite scent. Use the soaps, the French clay, the lavender, the everything bar, just clean it because there is something about that aroma and that sensation mm-hmm. and that feeling that, man, it just tells you you're safe and you are cared for. And Tubes does such a good job of caring for your bodies with ingredients in their product like olive oil and tallow with real ingredients. There's no chemicals. There's nothing that's going to disrupt you or jar you or fill you with toxins or artificial colors or artificial fragrances. It's just incredibly sustainable and clean skincare. That's what I have in my shower, Angela.
Yeah, for sure. The body oil, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Juliet got to taking on the body oil. She likes the citrus one. And she, oh man, she slathers like to the point where
she's gleaming.
Like, put it in our hair. Okay. Like, let's take it back a notch. But what's been surprising is because it has just beautiful citrus oils in it, it really has affected her mood since she's mm-hmm. been using it. Cause she just walks mm-hmm. around just, well, she's glimmering for one. Cause she's for just, one. It's a lot. but you can stock your shower. Put your makeup on, get yourself ready, brush your teeth. Tubes has all kinds of incredible makeup, luminizers, bronzers, natural blush, creamy cheek tints and mascaras. And you can use the code HMC10 for 10% off. That Gua Sha Stone, I just got that today, Angela. Yay! And that's like, we're talking about sending the toxins out of your face into your body so your body can
feel it.
I haven't done it yet.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for you to do it.
I'm just saying. This is kind of this idea.
It happens immediately. About 2 minutes in, you're like, oh, something's going on in my face.
What do you mean? Don't overdo it.
Well, yeah, you don't want to like just sit there for, you know, 10 minutes and like,
okay.
But
if some is good, more is better, Ange.
No.
Yeah, that's right. I get brownie points for doing extra.
It's so good. But it is one of those things where physically you're like, oh, I feel really good.
Yeah.
It's a drainage mm-hmm. thing. It's a
little okay, there you go.
So tubesandco.com. is the website. HMC10 is the discount yeah. code for 10% off and get a stone for crying out loud.
Okay. This is actually an important point that you bring up, Darla, because when we were having this meeting with the doctor yesterday, she said, you do not get extra bonus points. Like if a teaspoon is good, then 2 teaspoons is really good. Mm-hmm. Like once your body is back to a state of homeostasis as it should be, you're good. Like you don't, these aren't things that you're meant to do for your whole life. And man, when it comes to, you know, quote unquote, self-care, that can be one of those things too, where you're like, that's too simple. It's too easy. It's not aggressive enough. And if a little bit is good, then a lot is great. So I'm not going to take a 10-minute nap. I'm going to take an hour nap or, right? Like why do we do that? Why can't we just be like, hey, here's a little gentle present to yourself. Enjoy it. March on.
It's so hard because there's like sometimes there's not a lot of staying power and we're like, well, maybe if I do it more it'll last longer. But the positive thing about this being a conversation with a vocab like a word bank is we don't have to treat this with a scarcity mindset of like I better hurry up and fill my cup. You guys, I don't know if you have seen my problem with calling it that. But you know, I don't need to hurry up because then that's it for me. And I'm never going to have time for myself again. The idea is to build a sustainable rhythm where your needs are listened to, intended to. So we do not have the same scarcity mindset. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to use my hands. Okay. I'm going to try to make my words do what my hands are doing, but there is a difference between self-comfort and self-care. Okay. And I say this a lot. I may have even already said it here, but we're going to say it again. Self-comfort, which is a lower barrier to entry, are just the kind of comfort things, the numbing. Sometimes it's numbing. Sometimes it's zoning out. And it is just like, I need to feel comfort right now. Okay. So sometimes that is scrolling your phone. Sometimes the self-comfort is like just watching a show that doesn't need your brain. This could be where, you know, comfort foods and the bubble bath stuff, those kind of things come into play. I don't have a ton of problems with self-comfort when you are needing some comfort or when you just are like, my brain is done. I just need comfort. Great. We need to have some things here, but I do call it the McDonald's of self-care. It is like a sometimes food. it is not, it's really just not what we want to be giving ourselves constantly. It will end up, you know, counterproductive. When we look over at self-care, there is often a higher barrier to entry. It's going to take some planning. It's going to take some, sometimes grit. It might take a little bit of perseverance. Yeah. Some connection to the reward. We have to have a connected reason to go forward through the barrier, that higher barrier to entry. But true self-care is going to leave us feeling a higher sense of self-respect and connection. We're going to feel like this is my favorite self. This is the me I'm becoming. A future beautiful old lady me is going to be stoked that I did this. Okay. Those kinds of things. And they don't always have to be difficult things. These can be whimsical things. These can be kind of silly things. I have gotten myself in a whole bunch of childlikeness stuff in my life through true self-care that has led me to a sense of self-respect and connection. It has not increased my productivity or my income. It's just been for the funsies. Okay. Oh. It's just to be a person that I wake up excited to be. Okay. And so these are the kinds of things that, yes, you have to 1, 2, 3 go. You do have to get up. You do have to sit down with a calendar and schedule something and ask yourself, in 1 month, what am I going to be so glad I put on the calendar? It is a little bit more effort, but the thing that's great about it is while self-comfort will be comforting for the duration of its use and then immediately just about stop. This is also when some people, when we're using substances as well, it's about the same thing. It's a comfort, but as soon as that substance has worn out or worn off, the comfort is done. While there is a barrier to entry on true self-care, there is more staying power and you actually are a little bit better than you were before. And by better, again, I'm not saying more income and more productivity and more, I don't know, kudos from other people. Just a little bit of stronger version of yourself. And then you go back and you return to it because you have standards of self-care. You return to it. And then you know what? You're a little stronger than you were before. Mm-hmm. And you're a little bit more you than you were before. And that continues. And you can actually get somewhere. And sometimes when you need those steps to get out of that pit of overwhelm and that cycle of disconnection, it's just little steps closer to who we really believe we're meant to be.
Can you talk about that a little bit? That's an interesting idea of waking up excited for who you are or who you're going to be. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah. Not, and I want to be fair. I am just a morning person. So maybe that analogy works because I love a morning. I love it. I know.
I do too.
I am. We do. I am like,
I go to bed, like, just like, I get to have coffee when I wake up. I'm going to wake up.
Yes. And meanwhile, that's even the playing field. I'm not doing anything at night. Like I'm not, don't count on me. Like I'm not for you. I'm not going to be there. Okay. So it's not that I'm like, it's just when I'm, those are my happy hours. Some people might go to bed happy with who they are.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. So it doesn't have to be morning, but what I mean for that imagery to be is I can look at my life objectively and I can say, yeah, I think she's on the right track. Not perfect. Absolutely not. But she's breaking patterns in time that she wanted to break. And she's becoming somebody that she's proud of. And again, I want to be really clear. I'm not talking about just being like awesome, well-liked by many, many people. I just mean connected. Like for myself, like what I value is just connection and, you know, this opportunity that I believe each day is to have life and have it to the full. And I just think that means in my life, I just think that means connection. So to who I am, to this wild world and to the people who matter most, that's kind of my deal. Yeah. And so is every single moment of my day poetically connected? No, I have things to do. And sometimes I'm cleaning toilets. That is not connected, but as a whole, I feel like I am in a conversation with myself that is positive, and that's really important to me. Mm-hmm.
I told Angela that I went downstairs the other day in my root cellar and I finished off a bag of something. I can't even remember what it was, but it like was the silliest little thing. Like I finished off this bag of rice. It didn't go, you know, it wasn't going to waste. Wasn't that great? Now we can throw it away. Look, there's clean spot. Ooh. And it was like, I got the biggest homemade high from it. I was like, this is who I am. I am frugal and organized and I'm cooking food. And it was like the most ridiculous moment. But I was like, just take it. Just take
let it count.
And run with it and let it count. Like out of nowhere for really no reason, like no real meaningful reason, but it was absolutely delightful. I was so excited in that moment to be me, to just be like,
so that's it. I know this is so silly. It's like, you know what I mean? I mean, use all the rice. Okay. Yeah. But it is what we use in the mental health world. We call these glimmers.
Yeah.
Which right is the opposite of a trigger. It's like, we also get these little like sparkly moments of like, oh, this is my favorite self. Or wow, what an alive moment where I just get to be thankful for where we are today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It doesn't offset all of the really hard days and all of the really hard things that come with the life of a homemaker and being frugal. Like, there are so many hard things, but we should let the good things count and just be ready. And when they're coming, you can just be like, yes, I used all the rice.
I know. It takes a maturity to not be like, okay, hold on to it. Dear God, like, don't leave me.
And that's where like the sustainable rhythm of being connected. It's that moment isn't a scarce moment. You get to just kind of I always say, you are this guy, this is just the weather. And that it's good. It's true of the good moments too. Sometimes the good moments are here and we can go, wow.
Yeah.
And then maybe they move on, and maybe we get another storm and we go, that's the storm.
But I love that. Good days. That's just the weather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Darla, thank you.
Excellent. I'm going to find an old face filter.
Oh, and I think it's just the sweetest idea.
Because I'm always thinking about future self, future me, but no, I shouldn't say always. I want to be, and that I like post-it notes and crap like that around the house.
Yeah,
lady face.
There are moments where in this conversation, this rhythm of conversation with ourselves, where you can think past you, and that really does help stay connected to timelines of ourselves. Mm-hmm. When you say, "Hey, thanks, past Darla, for moving and getting outside. Your attitude's better now." You know, staying. Yeah.
Right. I basically tell myself down. That every time I'm trying to learn a new Italian verb that it just won't stick. And I'm like, old you is going to be really glad you did all those stupid flashcards.
Right.
She'd be really happy.
Wrote down what you said. You said, right now us isn't the only us. And then you kept talking. It was so good. I quit writing, but that matters. Or what did you say? Right.
That we're accountable to.
Accountable to.
Yeah. So when we treat ourselves with respect, sometimes it does mean saying, hey, right now, you love you. So cute. But we are going to also stay accountable to tomorrow, you. Or we're going to wipe this kitchen down, babe.
Yep.
We're going to wipe it down.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
It's compassion. It's not, we're going to use the shut up word. I know we don't say shut up, but we're going to use the shut up word. It's not saying, hey, just shut up. You need to wipe down the counter. Stop crying about everything. Yeah. Remember, the tone has to be compassion and connection. Right. So it's, I know this is hard, but you are resilient and you are going to be able to make it through wiping down this counter. You are going to do it, you know, and then sit there. And we all know that feeling when we look back at the counter that has been wiped down and we're like,
yeah,
we're doing it. We're really doing it. And you know what? There are days when we don't do it and it doesn't need to threaten our identity. Mm-hmm. We can still use compassion and say, let's try again tomorrow. But if we have it, if we can rally and support it with more accountability with the other people we live with, we can do some hard things and we can be so proud of ourselves when we do hard things that are appropriate. And again, fair, but keep going. Yep.
I love that.
So good.
All right, ladies, thanks for joining us here today. Darla, tell people again where they can find you, kind of connect with what you're doing.
Okay. All right. I am on Instagram and the TikTok.
Ooh.
At Darla _Innis, INNIS _therapist. And I am having so much fun. What a fun practice in vulnerability. But you can find me there. I will say I do have a homework assignment.
Okay.
And so if we can, one homework assignment for everybody to take this home, do something with it, and then tag me if you do it. Take a picture, take a video, whatever. Tag me, just message me if you want to. This is your five senses homework. And your five senses is to find your ideal five senses. just take a picture and you get it all in one. You get the touch, sight. Oh no, I'm on the spot. Smell, sound, taste. Mm-hmm. The idea is it's important to know, what do you like? What don't you like? And it's really a nice roadmap back to yourself when you're like, I can't even think, well, what are my ideal sensory conditions? Maybe those will bring me back to my shadow so I can stitch myself back on.
Yeah.
So it's a really easy way to...
My two notes from today, five ideal senses, old Shea picture.
So yeah, perfect.
Like we kind of covered.
That's about it.
I love it. All right, ladies, thanks for joining us here. We'll be back here with you next Monday.
Next Monday.
Cheers. Cheers.
Bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.